Arnhem by Anthony Beaver, read by Sean Barrett. Chapter 1. The Chase is On. Sunday, the 27th of August, 1944, was a day of perfect summer weather in Normandy. The soporific sounds of a cricket match could be heard from a field at Saint-Symphorien-les-Bruyères, southwest of Evreux. In the adjoining pear orchard, Sherman tanks of the Sherwood Rangers Yeomanry had just been refitted and repaired after the Battle of the Falaise Gap, the culmination of the battle for Normandy. Bats, balls, pads and stumps had been smuggled ashore on one of their supply trucks. "Never let it be said that we invaded the continent unprepared," wrote one of the players. The regiment was supposedly on 24 hours' notice to move, but just after lunch the order came to move out in an hour. Its tanks were on the road in 70 minutes, heading for the River Seine, which the 1st British formation, the 43rd Wessex Division, had crossed at Vernon the day before. British troops were rather jealous that General George Patton's U.S. 3rd Army had beaten them to a Seine crossing by 6 days. On the 29th of August, the Allied armies, now nearly a million strong, lunged forward from their bridgeheads east of the Seine, heading for Belgium and the German border. The battle for Normandy had finally been won, and the German army was in chaotic retreat. "Along the main supply routes," an American officer wrote in his diary, "you see the evidence of our air effort against the enemy. Trucks have been bombed and strafed, rusted and twisted in wild profusion along the roads, occasionally a truckload of gas cans with the cans bulging out like a swollen dead cow, black and charred, or a train with mounds of bulging cans, twisted steel frames from the destroyed boxcars." For British cavalry regiments, the chase was on. Lieutenant General Brian Horrocks, the commander of 30 Corps, mounted in the turret of a command tank, could not resist joining in. "This was the type of warfare I thoroughly enjoyed," he wrote later. "Who wouldn't?" With more than 600 tanks, Shermans, Churchills and Cromwells, the Guards Armoured Division, the 11th Armoured Division and the 8th Armoured Brigade charged forward on a frontage of 80 kilometres, "scything passages through the enemy rear areas," he added, "like a combine harvester going through a field of corn." The country between the Seine and the Somme was open and rolling with wide fields, no hedges and good roads. The dangerous Norman bocage of tightly enclosed pasture and sunken roads lay far behind them. The Sherwood Rangers had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?